Hello and welcome. I want to talk in this video about the issue of male rape in prisons, why it's ignored, why it's condoned, and why it's essentially encouraged, and how that ties in with the abuses that men and boys face today in society. I've worked in prisons in the past, not as a guard, but I was part of outreach programs here in Australasia and also in Great Britain. And what's reflected in the statistics regarding prison rape, it's not the truth. It's far more prevalent than what we think. And this is from what prisoners and guards and other staff have related directly to me, from experiences they know of and from what they've seen and heard directly. We should believe in our judicial system, but we don't. And we have no faith in rehabilitation or in punishment. We know that the hardened criminals come out far more hardened, far more proficient in criminality, if anything. And we also know that these aren't the men being raped. Now, a lot of the career criminals that I knew, they preferred prison. It was an easier environment for them. They had status. We know that the ones being raped, that they're in for minor offences, mostly drug offences. Most are addicts. And these are broken men. Men who have committed crimes out of desperation. And their crimes, they shouldn't be excused, but I simply can't condone the use of rape as a means of punishment or rehabilitation. A lot of these men came from broken homes, from single mother households. They had no role models growing up. And society has failed these men on so many levels. And the prison environment is simply a continuation of this failure. So the question has to be asked, does the punishment meet the crime? The answer has to be no. So what are we punishing? The crime? Or are we punishing the man for being male? We wouldn't tolerate these human rights abuses if the victims were females. There has been a great deal of focus placed on female prisons, within female prisons, on rape prevention, a lot of government funding. But if we flip the sex, can you imagine sending female offenders to rape camps for punishment? So why do we accept it and encourage it for men? If you recall the Duke LaCrosse case, where a female professor at the campus, she stated that the young men who were falsely accused of rape could potentially learn something from their experience, the experience of having their trust shattered. And I feel it's the same reasoning here. But rape destroys these men. I've seen firsthand what this does to men from my interactions with them. And the true statistics of male rape in jail is shocking. And the assaults, they're brutal. Most prisons, they don't keep statistics on sexual assaults. Inmates don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to prosecuting or suing their attackers. And legal aid, it's hard for an inmate to secure in these cases. And even then, it's an issue handled internally by the prison authorities. And these authorities, they have no incentives to pursue these cases. We have a whole network of judicial and legal loopholes and pressures that they can exert to stop these cases from proceeding. Now, if you look at the risks, AIDS, HIV, hepatitis, they're very real risks in prisons. And for a lot of young men coming in on their first bid, it can end up being a death sentence. And AIDS is the second leading cause of death in Western society's jails. The first, of course, is suicide. If you don't run with a gang, you're a mark, and every inmate gets taxed. And when you see the stereotypical prison movie of the loner who fights off his attackers, they can fight, but that just incurs more violence. And where are you going to run to? And if the rape is reported, the rapist, they may be transferred or put into segregation for a very short time. But in most cases, the rapist stays put. More often than not, it's the victim who ends up in protection. And all protection really is solitary confinement. 23-hour lockdown in a lot of cases. And of course, they lose their privileges. They were attacked, and now they have to suffer inhuman punishment because of it. And they were the victim. And with all the men now being jailed for not being able to meet child support payments that quite literally exceed their income, or due to any other judicial abuses being perpetrated against males, the possibility of facing prison time is a very real prospect for men. Now, I've sat across from men who have detailed violent rapes that they've suffered, and how any man could live a constructive or a happy life after this. And many can't. They kill themselves. And if rape is as prevalent as I've suggested, and suicide is the number one cause for male inmates, then why the indifference to male suffering? The go-to response is because they're inmates, they're scum, they deserve it. And the same indifference tends to extend to male boys raped by female custodial officers. And the statistics on this are horrendous. Now, if you look at the 2012 Justice Department's report on sexual victimization in youth facilities, it details this. Not only is the suffering of these boys ignored, but they're required to be grateful for having been raped. What kind of future do these boys have? They're going to be damaged beyond repair, and it's society that will pay in turn. Now, I knew a young man in one of our groups. He was gang raped. He was violently beaten. And the rapes continued for his entire prison term. And he had no choice but to capitulate, because no one gave a shit. And he knew if he came forward, his complaints, they would go unheard. There'd be no punishment followed through, and that he'd be a target. I mean, when was the last time you ever heard of an inmate being prosecuted for raping another inmate? Now, he was in there for drug possession. He was a junkie. And when he got out, he OD'd. And whenever anyone makes a joke about male prison rape, I see his face. Yeah, he never had a positive father figure in his life. His mother, she was abusive, as were his many foster parents. And he never hurt anyone. The only person he hurt was himself. And we allow it to happen. Now, the government, they pass the buck, and the responsibility is on prison management. And there's a whole list of things we need to look at, and systems, programs, training, that need to be put in place, you know, combined with a fair judicial process to ensure that rape can be at least largely eliminated in jails. Yeah, a lot of these concepts that were detailed in Prayer, the Prison Rape Elimination Act back in 2003, and that was instituted by George Bush, but there was never any follow-through. Now, if we look at how we keep broadening the definition of rape in regards to women, yet we won't even acknowledge that male-on-male rape is traumatic or unjustified. And barely any prisons have taken any real action to address prison rape, via training of staff or via policies. In my country, they don't even acknowledge it exists. And sexual harassment of inmates, it isn't even acknowledged. When you look at the legalities around prisoner rape, now everything is geared towards preventing justice or the truth being heard. And the inmate, they need to prove that prison officials knew that he was at risk and that they deliberately ignored that. And the burden of proof is on the victim. And if a prison official, if they lack knowledge of the risk, he can't be held liable. So they can and do sweep it under the carpet. Their inmates, I mean, they walk in cold into prison, and they receive no guidance or instruction on the whole. Yeah, some prisons do in America, but it's a rarity. Now, they're instructed on how to avoid being victimized, but it's window dressing. Yeah, sign here so we can prove we're doing our job. Now, a lot of first-timers, they really have no idea of just how vulnerable they are. Or they just think that they're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Or that the guards will actually do their jobs and protect them. But that isn't the case. And they actually think they have rights. And this same naivete extends to men on the outside. And men need to wake up. You're disposable. And with all the bias and growing misandry policies geared towards men, any man can end up doing time. And with overcrowding and with budget cuts and a growing prison population, inmates who should be segregated or sent to other units, or other security levels, they often find themselves with predators. and every prison I worked in, the ratio of inmates to guards was obscenely high. And it seems to be an ever-widening gap. And rape happens when staff are not around. And if they're not there to see it, it didn't happen. And more guards stay out of prisoner spaces, with good reason, given the numbers. And it does stand to reason that it's easier to keep the violent, or the high-status inmates happy, rather than stepping in when they suspect sexual exploitation. And whenever I question guards and managers about prisoners who appear to me that they're being exploited, the answer I got back was because they're weak, so it's easier for them that way. And that's the advice a lot of prisoners get. Comply, or you're on your own. And even if an inmate who's being victimized makes a complaint, management can still turn it back on him, saying it was consensual. And consensual sexual activity is an offense, so they can get charged. And there's just so many ways to turn it back on the victim. And the prevailing opinion, it seems to be that the weaker first-timers, who may not be physically imposing or deemed less masculine by staff, that they're actually homosexuals, so they're asking for it. Plus, it's okay because gays must enjoy it. You know, to me, that sounds incredibly homophobic. I mean, homophobia is rife in prisons, you know, from staff and from inmates, so it's surprising to me that the gay lobby or gay rights activists, which are a huge force, that they don't fight against male rape in prisons, because perhaps maybe they don't want to associate their movement in any way with straight males. I mean, I don't know. I can only guess at the reasoning. There's only largely been silence on their end regarding this issue. Now, gay activists, they fight so hard against prejudice, but they leave this one area in which their brothers are being victimized and brutalized, they leave it alone. And the gay rights lobby, they could make serious inroads into this, but they don't. They choose not to. And on the other side of the coin is shaming tactics. Yeah, inmates, they get fed the same messages to man up and defend themselves by using violence. Now, prison authorities seem to forget that it's their job. And when you're outnumbered 6-1 in a confined space, you're going to lose. Men sometimes have this belief that they can fight off any aggressor. And this is a common perception projected onto male rape victims. You know, a real man would never let himself be raped. But the truth is, the likelihood of fighting off an armed attacker who gets a drop on you, or a group of attackers, it's very small. And even if you do hurt your attacker, you could still face charges. Or you yourself could be injured. And it shouldn't have to come to that. Prisoners have no political power of their own, and elected officials, they won't campaign on behalf of inmates for fear of losing votes. And the winning campaign formula, it's always, let's get tougher on crime. PREA was instituted in 2003, but it wasn't until 2012 that the Department of Justice released a report with a list of standards that prisons are obliged to abide by. But none are. Now, programs kicked off back in 2003, to reduce sexual abuse, but from the research I've done, it seems to have fallen by the wayside. You know, the indifference of prison officials and government and courts to prosecute, you know, the attitude of a society encouraging and treating it as a joke, is just another assault on males. You know, the crime isn't being punished, it's the man. And prison rape is a human rights issue. And it's the weak who get punished and the lives destroyed. Yeah, I recall what that young man said to me, the one who ID'd, and this was one of the last times I saw him. And he said, no one ever gave a shit about me as a boy. And that perfectly encapsulates the reality for so many men today. The judicial system, it's about punishment, not rehabilitation. And the bottom line is profit margins, political agendas, wealth acquisition. It's broken. And recidivism rates, they're a disgrace. And the system itself is unaccountable. And men and boys who enter the prison population, they're discarded. Their incarceration does nothing to address the issues that drove them to this point, be they social, psychological, physiological. And the shame placed on men who are victims of rape in prison, it's not their shame. The shame is ours.